Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 573 of your Overseas Connection podcast. Today is April 5th, 2020. And so far, we are all virus-free. We broadcast every week, Sundays, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone, because we cannot forget those people that are disregarding our stay-at-home orders. We also want to give a shout out to anybody on our Twitch stream or our Mixer.com stream or even our YouTube stream, whenever we do happen to have that running. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. As I noted, we are here every week. My name is Greg DeLacy. My gamer tag is Murphy's Law, OC underscore Murphy's Law on Twitter. You also are going to be pleased to hear we have three lovely people with me on today's podcast. Joining me from the command center, the bunker in Northern Ireland, we have Mr. Robin Tate.
Hey, hello there. Yes, I am here. Hello. It's Robin Tate here. Okay. I'm in Hull. I'm in Ballymena. I am virus-free as far as I'm aware, although no testing has taken place to see if I'm human or not. And I'm glad to be here. It's good to be here. I am thankful that I'm here. Who else do we have?
Well, we also have joining us Miss Kim Woods. Kim, welcome to the show.
Howdy. Yeah, that's me, GamerGirl27. That's at GamerGirl27 on Twitch, or Twitter. Well, probably on Twitch, too. I don't know. Anyway, I'm not on Twitch much. I'm also virus-free, as far as I can tell, and I am not one of those Midwesterners that is not obeying the order, just so we're all clear. I'm a hermit anyway, so I ain't going nowhere. So, yeah.
All right, welcome to the show, Kim. And last but certainly not least, we have the one, the only real legit Chin on the podcast.
Or Chun, if you're watching Twitch.
Oh, Greg, hello. Hello. The legit Chinny on pretty much everything. How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Yeah.
Doing good.
All things considered.
I've missed you.
Oh, I've missed you as well. I have missed all three of you. Not being on the show last week, I felt out of place. Of course, I was also doing honeydew lists up the wazoo, so there was that. Anyway, all right, let's take a moment, deep breath. We're going to talk video games today. We're going to talk about life because that's kind of hard to avoid in the current setting. But I think we should just dive into story time. Robin, what do you think?
Let's do it.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right, so we'll kick things off, a little story time. Also, actually, real quick shout out. We have got Dinkster UK, John Mouse, and Scott Stubby in the chat already. So hello to them. Want to keep the love flowing. Pete, why don't you start us off with some stories? Let's talk about what's been going on in your life. How much porn have you been watching?
only about 10 seasons of Debbie Does Dallas and whatever else she does. Right. I don't really watch porn, you can tell. Right.
On the Quest?
No, I've still not watched it on that neither.
I do not believe you, sir. I do not. Anybody who takes the Quest into the bedroom, I'm just saying now, at some point in time, it's probably your wife that's watched it, but still.
No.
That's how I called her, your wife, by the way. Just, you know, that's like... I'm already kind of foreshadowing here.
Well, that's one thing that's happened. All of the wedding ceremonies so far have been cancelled. So I think that's put us on pause as far as marriage. But that don't matter. I mean, I see her as my wife anyway. The marriage thing is just the legal bit where you get the piece of paper. But
yeah, I can marry you, Pete.
Oh,
right. There you go.
I can do that.
And
yeah.
Wow, I think she'll be actually up for that.
Yeah.
The register office said that they're focusing at the moment on obviously the amount of new registered deaths that have got coming through, and with current sickness levels, they're not going to be able to look at any wedding ceremonies at the minute. So that's on pause for everyone around my area anyway, from that register office. So that's sad news, but it was expected. I thought it was going to happen, but there we go.
That's okay. Wait, you know, that to me, look, register all the dead people, or register those that want to live life. I'm just saying, there's choices here to be made, and I think maybe, you know, there could be a happy compromise.
But I mean, when you look at it, with a wedding, I've got several elderly people in my family that I want there, as well as Shell. And I'm not saying that Shell's elderly. I'm saying she's got people that are elderly.
She kind of friggin' has to be there, Pete.
Wow, I worded that wrong, didn't I? I quickly got it back. But anyway, so they're not going to be able to get out the house for 12 weeks. And my dad's like, he thinks everybody on earth is after him. So he'll probably stay in for 24. And there's like, there's suits to try on and stuff. And I just can't be happening for long.
But look, let's be real. The main reason why you're postponing is because you wanted to actually come to America for your honeymoon. And so that was being derailed because you couldn't travel over here.
Yep, exactly that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, Tennessee won the vote, yeah.
Did it really? I wasn't sure what actually won the vote. I didn't have any...
Why do we both want to go to Tennessee? What is that, Pete? What is...
Well, shall I say whiskey? For me, it's going to be... The rural lifestyle. I want to try and get out there in the sticks and see some sights, and I just really want to get out there. I've not been to America before, and it pulls me in, and I really want to go. So
we definitely would love for you to come over here. I do have one request though. Can you practice real quickly your best Tennessee accent?
Oh, well, I'll do that next week for you then. Let me listen to it first.
Islands in the stream. That is what we are.
What's up with the grabbing the boobs?
I'm Dolly Parton.
Ah, okay. My bad.
Go on. No,
it all makes sense now.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
All right, happened to me. No, not all right, Pete.
No, I want Pete. Pete, I want you to tell me, why did I upset you? What did I leave out of the show? What did I leave out last week? What was it?
Let me tell all these millions of listeners what happened. The last 2 weeks, at the end of the show, Robin was like, right, if you people want to talk, you can. All you need to do is message. You can message me, you can message Greg, you can message Mark, you can message Kim, Gary. And you know, just message us, and then I was completely forgotten, just like that boy who gets picked last in a team,
right?
All the time, Pete, just like
Pete. You understand. Apart from that bit, we do understand that you already have a massive load looking after your brother and your family and all of that stuff that's going there, and that's more than most people, especially with anybody with a brother like Mike Chin. Really? So I didn't want to burden you with any more long-term stress. In fact, when I was standing on my doorstep outside here, you know, outside, at you know, the other night at 8 o'clock, clapping, with no one around me for miles and miles, I was thinking of you.
Oh, yeah.
I was clapping or something on my back doorstep, thinking of you.
Also, who thought it was a good idea to select Gary as somebody to be called for advice? That's like the worst advice possible.
Well, I thought it was more about my message response time. Now, everybody who knows me...
That might be legit.
It has a hashtag now.
Right?
Yeah.
Please, somebody talk me off the ledge. I'm about to jump. I need somebody to reach out to me. Pete, 2 weeks later. Hey, just catching up. Hope you didn't jump.
Oh, no, just catching up with the news as well.
Can you see that? Can you see him watching the mail? He just reply, and he goes down a wee bit further and replies another wee bit. Oh fuck. Oh, terrible. Oh, dear. Yeah.
I didn't really take offense. I was just like, oh, here we go. I've forgotten again.
Well, you should have taken a little offense that you got left out and he said Gary, because honestly, Gary, mister, I'm going to go play golf during the pandemic. Uh-huh. So, yeah. Anyway.
Other things I've been up to. So I'm back at work actually now. Now, you know when I was ill, like, I don't, is it about 4 weeks ago? Mm-hmm. I had all of the symptoms of this virus, but it wasn't big in our country then. I had everything. And shortly after, Shell got ill. And we had to stay in for 14 days as advised by the government, and work wouldn't let me go back. And Shell had exactly the same symptoms. We couldn't get tested. So we don't know. But
probably,
anyway.
Probably.
I'll tell you what, it really knocked me about. So I've never been off my feet with a flu like I have with that one about a month ago. But anyway, Shell was really bad. She was bad for about 6 days, and I was still coughing like 2 weeks later. I just not shifted it, but I stayed in just like the government advised, and I feel a lot better now. Shell's a lot better. She's still got a bit of a cough, but I've been allowed back to work, and you know, unfortunately, with many places that. In and around the UK and across the world, you know, people have been furloughed or let go, and at the moment, so I'm back at work, and I'm just trying to hold the fort. So it's I've been busy with that. Things that have kept me busy out of work, I've been watching Tiger King for my sins. Crazy guy. And I've also been watching RuPaul's Drag Race. It's pretty
addictive. Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No. It's just something different. We've done a lot of different things, but we've gone for walks. And why I've put nice people in on the notes is I don't know what has happened with the members of public around where I live. It's an urban area.
Right.
It's very built up, and people don't normally say nothing to each other, or there's a bit of hostility. And everybody's in that rat race, and we've gone out for walks and stuff just recently, and everybody's like saying hello to each other, like everybody's starting to become friendly, and it's
just like they lived in Northern Ireland on a normal day.
It's just been really weird, you know. We've walked around, and everybody we've pretty much walked past has said hello, or you know, been offered a smile, or if we've kept our distance and we've walked on the road just to keep our distance away from them, they've said thank you, and everybody's just all nice all of a sudden. So that's
World War II spirit, like, yeah, the Queen said tonight, we'll meet again, don't know where, don't know when, but we'll meet some sunny day. Yes, indeed.
So if there's a positive out of all of this, I think I like the what it's done to the people in and around, and having these walks, and it's nice to see couples out actually spending a bit of time with each other and not strangling each other, or one watching football and the other one watching Emmerdale. The couples are getting out there, and they're walking around and getting their daily exercise, and yeah, it's do you know what it reminds me of? A Sunday in the 1980s, like everywhere is shut. There's no traffic, and
apart from the internet, yeah.
Mm. Yeah,
I get that. Now, I've now left the property here three times, I think, in 2 weeks, and that's just to go local to get milk and bread. And we've been sharing the load around the family. We all live close together, four family houses, and dropping milk and bread off at people's houses rather than actually going in and socialising. And yes, I have spent an awful lot of time with Judith. It's been lovely. It's been exhausting having the kids all the time. As I said on the chat there, I'm very thankful that I and my family are well. But I'm kind of pissed off and bored. And I had a really bad day. I think, was it Thursday maybe of this week, where I just couldn't bring... I mean, yes, I've work to do, and I couldn't bring myself... I sat here and started to do some stuff, and I'd done very, very little. I just found it really hard, and it wasn't just work, paperwork-wise, the stuff I can do. It was just... it was getting to me. It was like... This is... At times, it's like a big, heavy load. You're worried about your family, you're worried about your job, the finances, and it just got me, and that's... you guys know me. I'm Mr. Brightside generally, and it's surprised even me how I was feeling that day. Not suicidal or anything like that, but just really down, really blue. And I'm sure there's a lot of people feeling that same thing, because it's very strange. And we do the loop, like a mile and a half of a walk every day, every afternoon. We're out there again today, you know, looking, it's beautiful where we live, lots of sheep and stuff around and little lambs at this time of year, and that's nice. But it's tough. It's not World War II. We're in the trenches and stuff like that there, but it is mentally challenging. Greg.
I was just going to say, if you think about it, Robin, we are more prepared than ever for this kind of scenario. I hate to say it that way, but I mean, we've got internet, we've got TV, we've got all kinds of games.
Good healthcare. Well,
but besides that, I'm just talking about like the shelter-in-place component to everything, outside of the grocery needs and going out and getting things for the house. But can you imagine being sheltered in place back in like the 1920s?
Okay, imagine, trying to do this here is therapy tonight for all of us, because we're getting together and we're chatting. That's where the movie nights have been great fun as well. The people that have came along there, and we've done that. Well, I'll do more of that next week. Communications, the internet has been fantastic. I suppose, can you imagine? Yeah, even in the 80s, Pete, you imagine when the old, touch your trim tone phone or whatever it was, and you had to phone someone, and your dad was chasing you off the phone because it was so expensive, and all that sort of stuff,
We'd be sending beeper messages back and forth, boobs, boobs, boobs.
So we are lucky. We are lucky. I'm in the notes there, just doing the time. It's been a bit like Christmas, where when your holidays start at Christmas immediately, you lose track of what day it is. And immediately now, nobody knows really what day it is. Is it Monday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Tuesday? Is it Friday? Which one? Because it's all sort of blurred together in one big mulch of getting up, doing a bit of work. Judith gets the kids, a bit of education, lunch, tidy up the work, go for a walk, cooking the next meal. Do we need milk? Okay, kids to bed, watch a bit of TV. If I get a chance, a bit of game.
It's a routine. Routine is going to help you get through this, to be perfectly honest. I think that is what's going to help almost all people, is having a kind of routine, keeping a routine, not falling into this notion of, oh, I'm not going to shower at all, I'm just going to sleep in all day long. That's going to sink you into depression quickly.
No, funny. But Judith said to me, it was a Friday, so I got myself up and I had a shower and a shave and got into a shirt and nice trousers and came out to work. And immediately I felt better because I was, I do shave at work time every day, every other day now. Right. But I got up and I felt on Friday morning fresh and ready and nice clothes, nice shirt. Why are you wearing a shirt? More ironing, more washing. No, I need this. You dress how you want to feel, physically on the outside. So many a time at work, if I'm feeling really shitty, I'll put on a full three-piece suit and away I go, and cufflinks and all, and people go, oh, you're very smart today, because I feel shitty, that's why. See me in a nice suit, because I'm feeling shitty.
I expect you to be in a three-piece suit tomorrow morning.
Yeah, but if you're lying around in sloppies all the time, that's the way you're going to feel.
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely true. Don't let this situation define you. That's something I've been saying a lot to my coworkers. I refuse to allow this to becoming a defining moment of my life. I'm going to dictate my life. I'm not going to let my life dictate me. So I know that's easier said than done, but part of it is routine. Part of it is embracing the changes and rolling with it, not getting overly panicked about things, but take them as they come, adjust. We are incredibly adaptive by nature, so adapt to it.
Scott Stubby in the chat saying he's going into work tomorrow for the first time in 2.5, I assume that's weeks, for a full day. It's going to be weird, and I agree, because I'm a guy as well. When I get back to work on the road, we just don't know how that's going to work. And doing what I'm doing at the moment is not natural to me. I'm chasing accounts, I'm not, customers are not interested in talking to me about buy a new kit and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, but we will. And as that other strange ginger says, it will be strange at first, but we will get used to it. This is it, but there's different things now. I don't know if it's going to be the same in 2 years' time, but thing this social distancing, you know, that's a thing now. And, you know, this helpfulness, as you're saying, and being more mindful of people, you know, how long is that going to last for? Things like cinemas and nightclubs, are they going to change? You know,
I think it'll take a while, but I don't think they're going to change. Because I honestly expect once, like, kind of the moment, like, the shelter in place kind of gets lifted, you're going to have a lot of probably younger people, especially just being like, I am ready to freaking rage party. So, you know, I think it will take some time to get back to full normal, but I think it will happen. On the flip side, though, I think when we get to a next wave of whatever flu virus comes along, we're all going to remember this moment, and you're going to see instantly a lot of people quickly, very quickly, social distancing. It will be hyper-reactive compared to what we did leading into this. You know, and I'm the first to say, you know, I was very much kind of on the fence, you know, more downplaying it to say, you know, hey, this is just really a flu bug. You know, more than anything, obviously it's more serious than that.
And you were absolutely right, because at the beginning, that's the data and the information that was coming out from other parts of the world to say, you know, this thing isn't that bad and we're okay. And that's the data that the rest of the world was getting. And as it progressed through January and into February, the realization for all of us was, you know, this isn't this flu thing. This is something much, much more. And anybody that says the new anything different is wrong. Look, Jason's saying it helps him to get up, get dressed, and make the bed. And do you know what, Jason? You're absolutely right. And even before this, for me, I always make the bed because it means I've achieved something. And if I started my day off doing something positive and achieve something, it rolls through. It's a mental process. Drinkster UK says, wish he was one of those. He can't even leave the house for shopping and exercise. Also has to distance himself from his own family in his own house as much as possible. So, it's weird. He's saying, lucky he can work from home. Look, you know, stay safe, guys. And, you know, we're all in this together. John Mouse is saying he hasn't been out of his house for 2 weeks, not left for exercise or anything. You skinny little bugger. What do you need? Worries about my daughter could catch it. She's only a few months old. Going into work next week and looking forward to it, even though I'm missing working. Weird situation. Absolutely, John. And thankfully, you know, it's as we've seen in the last couple of days in the UK, there was a five-year-old passed away. With this thing, underlying health conditions, thankfully young people seem not to be under 10s, not to be as susceptible, but it's still, the worry is still massively there. And with my kids as well, absolutely, John, I get you. But it's lovely to see this chat in our chat. I mean, we are going through this together, you know, so John was meditating. Yeah. Sorry,
I think it's just in all different ways, isn't it? Everybody's just experiencing something different. Everybody's got their own things going on in their own lives, and your circumstances are going to be different, aren't they? I mean, I can't see my children at the minute because they live with their nan, and I can't see them at all. So I've not seen them for a few weeks. But there's all these different things, these complications of people or arrangements that people have got in their lives that just, they make things difficult because of all of this change. And yeah, it's like Robin said last week, you know, we're all there as a community, which is good. We try and look at it positively, and we'll get through this. It's fine.
Okay, I want to just ask in the chat, John Mouse asked a question there, what movie is it going to be next week? In the chat, let me know what movie. And generally it has to be a RoboCop, it has to be a Life of Brian, something like that. That movie isn't important. It's something we know. You know, we don't have to watch it carefully.
I think it should be Starship Trooper.
Possibly. It has to be on Netflix, available in UK and US. Because last week, RoboCop, as good as it was, wasn't available on the Netflix in the US. So suggestions in the chat would be lovely.
That sounds lovely. real quick before we get off this topic.
Just
curious, Kim, how this might have impacted your routine. I know you're a bit of a hermit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Self-described. So mm-hmm. I'm not trying to label you, but
no, not at all.
But I mean, is it been impactful for you?
To a point. I mean, I watch my nephews and everybody knows that. And so my sister and my sister-in-law, they all work in a nursing home. And so they're essential. So no matter what, I'm going to, you know, I've got something to do. But for me, the scary part of it is because they all work in a nursing home, they have a very good chance of getting it. Because right now, the little county I live in, there isn't a case yet, but all the counties around it have all got cases. So, yeah. I mean, there's a town like 20 minutes away that's just got one. So, as a matter of fact, like I told you guys earlier, last week, my sister-in-law, one of her staff members, they went to a party or something, and with the guy in the county that confirmed positive for it. So, in a roundabout way, because this woman went to work for almost a week and didn't say anything to anybody, even though she was supposed to. So, in a way, even though my sister-in-law only has minimal contact with this person, there's a very good chance she could be exposed to it. Well, she sees me every day. So, there's a very good chance I could be exposed to it if she's got it. Oh, God. So, you know, that kind of, you know, worries you a bit. But so far, nobody's come down with symptoms. Like I said, it was funny the other morning. I was sitting there eating breakfast with my dad, and I went to take a drink of coffee. And, of course, I went down the wrong way, and I started to choke and cough. And he's standing there at the counter just kind of giving me this big load of side eye, like, okay, is she coughing because of corona or is she coughing because of the coffee, you know? And it's like, no, I just choked on my coffee. It's fine. I'm sure, you know, I'm not running a fever or anything like that. So, you know, it hasn't really impacted things. If anything, I don't, like I said, I haven't been to town or the grocery store or anything since this thing started. Dad's went, which is probably not very wise because he's almost 69 years old, but, you know, he wants to go. And we do the whole social distancing thing because we went to pick up pizza the other night and there was a piece of tape on the floor that was, you know, like 6 foot away from the counter. And that's where you stop to pick up your pizza. So, you know, it is what it is. I've got another cousin. He's a nurse in St. Louis. He's apparently got all the symptoms. And so he's been on self-quarantine. So it's, you know, it's one of those things. You just kind of, like my friend told me last night, we were talking about it, and he says, well, if you haven't got any symptoms, he says, there's no sense to sit there and worry about it because, you know, it may not come to anything, and he's got a point. So you just kind of, you know, you go on, you do your thing, and, you know, if you get it, then that's something you cross when you get there. But otherwise, yeah, it's almost normal. Like I said, it's weird because normally on a nice day like today, and you guys know this, podcast time, you can hear motorcycles and trucks and all sorts of things going by with the windows open. And there's hardly anything. I mean, the traffic is just nothing. It's strange. It's, you know, it's kind of nice because I don't particularly like all this traffic, but it is weird. It's not something I ever thought, you know, I'd ever see in my lifetime. Like Dad going to the store today, we made a grocery list and I'm like, well, they only limit us to like 2 loaves of bread and 2 cartons of eggs. We really didn't need it. But then I'm thinking to myself, but if we don't go to the store for another 2 weeks, I'm like, so do we go and pick up our ration of eggs and bread? You know what? You know.
I was watching
something I really thought I'd see.
A YouTube video tonight on how long canned food lasts for, with the prepper guy. Yeah. So we're building up a nice little cupboard full of cans and stock and cereals. And you wouldn't believe medical kits. And really, just every time I go into the 3 times I've been in the shop, I have bought extra cans of bits and pieces now. That's crazy. Yeah.
Well, that's what Dad said. He went in there today, and it was strange. He said, like, to go pick up, like, deli meat and stuff like that, there was plenty of selection. But he said, you go to pick up, like, sliced cheese and orange juice and that sort of thing, and it was slim pickings. So it just...
Yeah. Sorry, that was Slim Pickens.
I will say this real fast. I hate you all in the chat. I have seen The Notebook.
12 times. It's good enough. Yeah.
It's funny, Kim. You're talking about the whole social distancing thing, being out and about at the stores, and I have been designated as the store guy. So whenever we need stuff from the store, I'm the one that goes out. And so I'm at the store yesterday, and one of the workers there starts like rounding the corner, but coughing. And I'm like, Just totally like detoured out of the way. Just, I mean, I was keenly tuned into that cough, and you know, I just avoid, you know, avoiding as much as possible. So, yeah, it is a weird time right now. But as we've
I wore a mask. I wore a mask yesterday at the shop for the first time. Yeah. Put a mask on. I was on a liquor run, for the captain. And
I love that you, the essentials liquor, yeah. It is, by the way, essential.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Aren't
the I think we have drank every night this week.
Yeah, me too. Us too, yeah. So this Corona, I mean, I know the Corona factory is now closed.
Yeah.
But it's not just, it wasn't just because they're not selling Corona. I think it's because it's seen as non-essential in the part of the world that they're in. And lots of breweries have closed. But is this the last batch of Corona ever to exist? Will it get wiped out because of this? Or will it be this black comedy thing that you're having Corona now?
I think it's black comedy. That's where we go.
I agree.
Hang on to one bottle.
Yes, definitely hang on to one
bottle. Always.
Has anyone put white on?
No.
No, I've been losing weight. Because I've been keeping my exercise routine, getting up, doing my cardio in the morning, but I've had to do different types of things for like weight, or weightlifting, if you will. So lots of push-ups. I think you guys call them press-ups for some dumb reason. Also we have some weight bands. So I've been using those for like doing curls, doing back rows, things like that.
I hate planks.
I know, right? The planks.
Although I'd rather do planks than sit throughs and mountain climbers. Oh my fucking god!
Oh my god! You're fucking right. I mean, I don't want to boast it, but I said in the weight loss chat the other day, I can still fit into the same jeans that I wore 2 days ago. So it's really fucking good.
There you go.
Accomplishment. Yes. All right. Let's get away from the coronavirus talk. Anything else we want to talk about within the, you know, the social living? I will say this. Let me start off.
Concord Airport. Yeah.
I don't know how I came across it on Retroplex, the Concord Airport 1979. This is a movie back in the late 70s, early 80s. There were a ton of like disasters that were coming up.
Telly Savalas in this one?
Yeah. This movie was like a who's who in terms of old actors. But so the airport movie series was about air flight disasters, and of course they came out with the comedy version of it.
Do you mind if I just stop you just live? Boris Johnson has now been taken to hospital.
Okay,
so that's pretty bad. Okay,
hope for the best.
Wow, that would be, Jesus, can you imagine that? Frig me.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, Airport 1979. It is about the Concorde. It's a flight of a Concorde flight from the U.S. to, I want to say, Switzerland, and part of the backdrop of the story is Robert Wagner is a head of a military organization called H something. Anyway, they produce missiles, that kind of thing.
What was Max? Robert Wagner and Max. And the dog was called Speedway? Heart to heart.
Yes.
Yeah, and so when they got together, like it was murder.
This evil corporate, you know, guy, and he is trying to kill his ex, who has these papers, this secret documents that are going to expose him, I guess, in his company. And so they are, you know, he's trying to sabotage this Concorde flight. And so at one point he launches a missile against this flight, and the Concorde does all kinds of crazy maneuvering to get away from it, and they dodge it, and you think everything's fine. And then they have to land, and I think they land somewhere in like Spain, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, they land, they refuel, and then they take off. And as they're taking off, Robert Wagner again has this secret jet that's going to launch missiles at the Concorde, and it does, and those fail, but then they have some secret bomb planted on the Concorde.
Oh my god.
Undoes and under it basically opens up the cabin, Oh God, this the, basically where they have all the storage underneath the Concorde, and it starts ripping holes in the Concorde. And the funniest moment in this movie is the captain, who I can't remember his name, but he's you totally recognize. Anyway, the captain hears this disturbance going on in the back of the plane. Freaking holes in the floor of the plane have just started evaporating. Like, people are like getting their seats sucked into the hole, but not out the plane, mind you. They somehow managed to just plug the hole with their seat as he's buckled into it. And the captain, and the door comes flying off, so the cockpit is exposed to the entire rest of the plane, right? The door got sucked away, and the captain is just like straightforward looking ahead, and he's like, I'm going to get up and go see what's going on with the plane. And he literally like gets up, turns around, walks like five steps, and there's the giant hole in the middle of the plane. And he's like, you know, totally calm. Not, you know, nothing. He's not having to be sucked out of the plane or anything like that. He's just calm. He's like, everybody, your oxygen masks have dropped, but we're dropping below 11,000 feet. It's going to be okay. And I'm like, there's a freaking hole right in front of you. This is not, you know, anyway. So comically laughable.
Have you?
I'm going to spoil the end.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes. But so the emergency landing. Now this is the pivotal point of the movie, right? They land in the Swiss Alps on a ski slope that the ski patrol sets up a runway in the snow. They land in the snow. They crash into the snow. The ski patrol digs everybody out of the plane, and the gal who had the secret papers is like, oh my God. And she runs back, she grabs the satchel and gets out of the plane, and then the plane explodes, and the end of the movie.
Wow. So
there's no conversation over these papers, you know, what happens. Robert Wagner was flying, watching news briefs on this. And it just ends. It just ends.
Do you like movies with like Roman soldiers in it, Greg?
I do. Give me a gladiator every time. Anyway, so I don't know why, but I was captivated by this movie. I watched it all the way to the end. I feel legitimately dumber for having done this.
I'm amazed you watched that. Amazed.
Yeah. It was so bad, yet so good. It brought back all these childhood memories because these movies just flooded the movie theaters back then. And I will say this. If I had seen any of these movies back in the day, I probably would never have gotten on an airplane again in my life because these basically just like struck the fear of God in you about flying. But yeah, so there you go. That was my week in a nutshell. Outside of that, work for me has been actually really busy, surprisingly. So it's been kind of frustrating because a lot of you have had time at home and, you know, engaging in social media, engaging in games. I feel like Pete, I get into the WhatsApp chat and there's like 100 messages and I have to try and catch up. And
it's uphill.
It's horrible. I feel like a ginger. And then my wife is home. She's doing all these side projects. My son is home and I'm just knee deep in work. I guess I'm thankful for that. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, so it's been a weird business as usual for me.
Well, everybody needs to know what the weenus is doing today. So that's what you're working on. So, you know, what value is the weenus this today? Am I stretching here?
If you are stretching.
It's friends. It's what do you call him? Chandler. That's what he does. He works on the weenus every day, but nobody really knows what it is. Not even him. Anyway, yes. Well, I'm glad you're busy, you son of a bitch, and things are normal for you, and people want their data, their input.
They do. Well, because I, you know, look. At the end of the day, we are going to come through this, and when we come through this, everybody's going to be scrambling to get back to normal. So, that being said, why don't we jump into games?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right, before we get to what we've been playing, Kim, it is April. It's time to talk about all the free games that we can get because we've been paying for them out our nose.
Right? Alrighty. Your monthly freebies for the month of April are your Games with Gold. We have Project Cars 2, which is available now through the 30th. Knights of Pen and Paper Bundle, which is available the 16th through May 15th. Fable Anniversary for the April 1st to the 15th. And Toy Box Turbos, which is available the 16th through the 30th. Although I have seen in some other place that it might be replaced with Blinks. So, I'm not sure. But we'll see, I guess. And let's see, scrolling down, maybe. Too far. All right, PlayStation Plus games for the month, which I think these will be out tomorrow because I noticed they haven't changed yet. So, we have Uncharted 4, A Thief's End, and Dirt Rally 2.0.
All right.
Scrolling down some more. We have your Twitch Prime games for the month are Earthlock, Etherborn, Light Matter, Kathy, Rain, and Turok.
All right. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. There's nothing other than...
There's some Stadia Pro games there.
Goodness me, it's a future, man.
All right. Your Stadia Pro...
Stadia Pro camera freeze. Sam Fletcher,
and stacks on stacks... on stacks. So there you go. Look at your free game.
Can you please tell your dad to stop watching porn? Your camera got a little stuttery there.
Sorry.
Or maybe you should stop watching porn. One of the two.
Actually, now for me, Robin is green, so maybe it's not me.
Oh, it's a Corona.
Yeah. All right, let's talk games. Pete, why don't you start us off? What have you
this should be good.
Wow, all right. Okay. Mass Effect 2.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeehaw!
Mass Effect 2. Now, you heard my rant about Mass Effect 1.
Right. And be very careful, Pete, right now. Your role on this podcast hangs in the balance right now.
Don't listen to him. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Now, I talked about this before. At the start of it, I think it was paying homage to the lift thing. Where at the start of Mass Effect 2, during the tutorial, there was a lift scene, and I was like, oh, Christ. Please do not say that there's going to be tons of lift scenes in this. But there wasn't. I ended up putting 36 hours into this game. I completed it. I did side quests. I didn't skip any of the dialogue. I got pretty much sucked into the story. And I really enjoyed the game.
Wow. Proud father right now.
I'm so proud of you, Pete. I enjoyed it. I thought the only one thing that annoyed me was the smoke coming from you actually playing it on the stream, is it? He annoyed me, that guy. I can't remember his name now, but everything about him, the way he smokes, the way he talks, the way he just sits there in his ivory tower. And he just annoys me to the core. But on a whole, I really, really love the game. I thought it was good. It wasn't good enough for me though to say I'm going to play number 3.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it at that. It's redeemed itself by giving it a good story. There's a lot of companions that you can have in the game. You pick them up very quickly, and it feels like you don't get much time to level them up. But when you start selecting them, that you can level them up anyway, because all of the XP that you got the other characters during the game.
I so want to play this again.
It's bloody good. It is good. I'll give it its due. It was nice to see the Normandy ship as well back up and running after it got completely obliterated in number 1. But it's I enjoyed it. I even got into, you know, where you can explore the galaxy and you can go investigate the planets and you can scan them for resources like platinum and stuff
life
like that. I was finding myself doing that, you know, and it's not really a necessity to the game.
No, it's definitely optional.
Yeah, it got me. I enjoyed it. Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
I'm so pleased. I really am so pleased because it's a seminal game and really good. So brilliant, I'm glad. And you will get, you've maybe had enough of it for a while. Question, and fair play to you, because you did stick with Mass Effect 1 and you did work your way through, and it was tough going for me as well. I did get to enjoy it eventually, but the beginning was really tough. Do you think you could have played 2 without playing 1?
Yes, because on YouTube now it shows you all of the all of the what do you call it? All of the animation, all of the cutscenes, and you can kind of get the story of Mass Effect 1. This is the thing as well. You know, I hated that game so much, but I've invested so much time into it by looking at either trying to complete it as fast as I can or watching videos about it. And yeah, if you watch the cutscenes, you can pretty much get the story and just play Mass Effect 2 without having to play 1.
Right.
So that's okay. What I would recommend.
Yeah, the music in the end of Mass Effect 2, the music all the way through it, the suicide run, when you get your team together and that music crescendo builds, it's just wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
And what's the name of the monster? What's his name? Oh, it begins with a K, doesn't it? Like the lizard, big massive lizard type.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Oh, when he went, anyway, I was so sad. But I built up my team pretty well. I did all of the side missions as well. That was one thing that I read up on Mass Effect 2. If you don't do the loyalty quests for all of your companions,
right,
it gives you a harder task then to complete the game later on in your suicide mission, or they start to die, or they don't give you... that you can't select them on that mission, or that's what I'm assuming anyway. So I made sure that I did all of those, should I say. I failed one, which was the assassins, and I failed that one, but everything else I pretty much got. And I enjoy it. It's a good game.
Hey, Dinkster UK came to our rescue. He said it was the Krogan Rex.
Krogan, that's it. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, Rex. So totally not. Yeah, but that was a sad moment.
Yeah, I was sad about that. So yeah, that's good. You want me to carry on?
All right. Yeah. No, we're gonna carry on to somebody else. We're gonna do these. I like doing the. This is gonna give Robin too much credit. The round robin.
Yeah.
let's go to Kim.
Alrighty.
What have you been playing?
Well, I decided the other day that, you know, I had finished The Witcher, or at least the main part of it. Thought, well, I'll try something else. And Kona had come out on Game Pass.
Yes.
And it looked interesting, and I thought, okay. I thought, I'll give it a shot. And it's not a very long game, apparently. So I'm like, all right, this will give me a little something to do before I dive back into The Witcher again. So I download it and then fire it up. And what it basically is you're a private detective in Canada. You had just gotten back from the Vietnam War, I guess, and you had a job with this guy. The guy who wanted to give you a job, and basically what it amounted to, he had vandals that was vandalizing his property. So he wanted you to find out who it was. All right, no big deal. So I get in there, and they start you out, and they give you this pickup truck, and you're driving to this general store to meet this guy. And, I don't know. It started out, and I thought maybe it was going to be a little bit like, what was that game I played? Firewatch.
Firewatch. Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be like a little bit like Firewatch. So, all right, because you could tell it's definitely an indie game. I mean, you know.
Right. Right.
But so I'm driving through, and you we start out, and you get to almost where you're supposed to be, and you have a wreck, and you get driven off the road, and yada yada yada. And you have to go find things to get yourself healed up. You got to find some tire change to get your truck out, and you got all this, you know. And I should have known that there was going to be an issue when I did all that and went to back my truck up and get back on the road, and I got stuck and I had to start over. I mean, I couldn't go forward. I couldn't go back. I was just stuck.
What is that game that Stu absolutely loves? It's like you have to smoke and drive, and the time is there, and or the shot.
I don't know the game you're talking about, but this is very much, I mean, it's a walking simulator type game
basically,
in a lot of ways.
And I don't know. I've
played it too, Kim. I totally know exactly what you're talking about. There are moments in this game where you're like, this could actually be kind of cool. This intrigues me a little. And it just, it maybe it's because it feels so indie. It doesn't feel as polished. And so there's some things that aren't necessarily quite clear. For me, the story got a little convoluted. You actually got much more of the story than I ever got. I have it on my, you know, my Xbox, downloaded it. I played, I think, probably about to where you got as well. And I've been tempted to go back to it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't grip you enough to I really want to play this more.
And the narrator. Can we just talk about the narrator? I mean, it would be better if the narrator actually did more than just talk in one monotone all the time. Right. Because
voice inflection is kind of important.
Yes. because he just it's like he's reading, and he is, I guess, but it's like he's reading a script and that's it, and it's like no excitement, no difference in anything, and it's like so yeah. I may go back to it, because as you can probably tell, I got to the, since you've kind of played it, I've got to the store, I found the guy, right. I did all that, and I thought, yeah, all right, it's time to go back to The Witcher. So and I want to like it, because it talks like it's supposed to have like some sort of supernatural thing to it, so that could be right. interesting, and I thought, all right, so I don't know, it's still on Game Pass, I've still got it downloaded, I might go back and give it another shot, because like I said, I kind of want to, you know, to go through it and see what it's like, and it's really quick, but
annoyed. Yeah. It wasted so much of my time.
It really looks like the Blair Witch Project.
It's
the way it's style is. The way,
yeah.
The gameplay. Look, it does look like that.
There's yeah. another game that annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's it. Thanks, Drinkster. Deadly Premonition. Robin. Deadly Premonition.
Yes. Deadly Premonition, though, is probably a better game than this.
Yeah, but probably. That sort of thing.
Robin, why don't we go to you? What have you been playing?
Okay. Well, amazingly as it is that you have so much time to do so many things, I've had no time really to do much at all. Lots of intentions, but very, very little stuff. I've been playing more... Ori and the Will of the Wisp, and it's fabulous. It really is good, and it's ticking all my boxes of that Metroidvania style game. I've talked about it the last couple of weeks now, and it will continue. I almost played some Nintendo Switch today, and definitely I'm going to pick up. We've got Mario. What do you call it? Mario Luigi's Mansion. Luigi's Mansion 3. We have it. We're going to play it.
And can we just, real quickly, you said, I've got Mario.
Sorry. Old man here talking. Luigi's Mansion 3. We've got it to play. And also, Joshua picked up Acorns. Damn it. Animal Crossing. So I'm going to have a dabble at Animal Crossing as well and play with my bells. But the game, new game that I played, which is on Game Pass this week, is Project Cars 2. And I like my racing games, of course. And Project Cars 1, I just couldn't get to. And I know a lot of the really hardcore guys loved it. But generally, those guys had wheels. Because the handling model was pretty tough going, pretty hardcore with the controller. And you really needed a wheel. So I'm happy to say that Project Cars 2, I know it's been out for a while now, but it is respected as a really good sim now. Handles really well with the controller. It is not as arcadey as Forza. I'm talking about not Forza Horizon, like Forza proper.
Forza Motorsport.
Motorsport. Yeah. I'm going to play a lot of this, I think. And I do have a wheel. Not a force feedback one, but I think I'm going to set it up and see how it performs with it. But I love all of the extra really, you know, odd stuff that they have in their career mode, like the go-karts, which is kind of unique, and is on the screen right now, is the Formula Ford, which is like a slow Formula One car, if you want to be. It's the entry level where you start with open wheels. And some of the unique tracks, like this is Knock Hill in Scotland right now, which is not generally available on some of the bigger name titles. That's what I've been doing. It's amazing having all this time and no time to game.
I think this is largely because of the whole like families all being at home at the same time. It just consumes a lot of your time.
You just get tired and you have a drink or two and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's what I've been at. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Let me dive into what I've been playing. So I'll start with Ghost Recon. Ghost Recon Breakpoint. They came out with a big update. They have a Tom Clancy DLC that I went in with Mark. We purchased it, downloaded it. I have not touched it. what I have done, though, is I switched Ghost Recon into they have a new mode that gets rid of all of the kind of the gun leveling systems. So, you know, prior to this, when I was playing Ghost Recon, you would get new equipment. You would constantly get a gear level for your weapon. And you can find a new weapon. It had a new gear level. Well, you can play the mode now where there's no gear levels. So it's just the gun is the gun. So if you have an M16, it's an M16. It's always going to be statistically the same no matter whose M16 you find. But you can put attachments onto it to make it better. Things like, you know, injury also play a more prominent part in the game now. So your stamina definitely gets impacted if you're trying to run for long periods of time. If you get shot, again, you literally have to bandage yourself. Otherwise, you cannot use your main weapons if you're too badly injured. So it just brings this new kind of immersiveness to the game. And I've just been enjoying it. I like the feeling of it's kind of got a survival vibe to it. It's been fun. And you still have the ability to fly and ride in any type of vehicle. But I find obviously that I'm much more fragile. So I don't go into everything totally guns blazing. I really try and take a more stealthy, strategic approach to all of my objectives. Because I am playing it solo, I'm not playing in a co-op mode with anybody else, so it's just me, myself, and I. Although you can use drones pretty effectively, so you can use drones for doing sync shots. So you could put up basically drones that will kind of like a one shot kill, if you will. So you can use that to do some sync shots. So normally you might have a couple partners with you if you're playing in co-op. You can do sync shots together like that. This is a way of kind of getting around that. But overall, Ghost Recon Breakpoint, it's been fun. I really enjoy it. I love the look of this game. So if anybody is wanting that experience, Ghost Recon delivers it in spades. So,
cool.
Pete, maybe we should circle back to you. I think you have a couple other games you want to talk about.
Yeah, Fallout New Vegas was another one I had on my list of 2010 games that I haven't played. I don't know what to say about it. It's just post-apocalyptic. Action adventure game based in Las Vegas. I can't remember the year now, but it's just more Fallout, isn't it? It's very, very similar to number 3.
And you did play through 3 then, yeah?
Yeah, I played 3 and 4, yeah. I think it's just 2.
Really?
To number 3. Yeah, Mike introduced me to number 3.
I forgot I was on camera.
Oh, dear. He looks like he's looted somewhere, doesn't he?
I know,
right?
No.
All right, so Fallout New Vegas. Oddly enough, though, if I remember correctly, they took the engine from Fallout 3.
Yeah,
to make Fallout New Vegas, so that's why it should absolutely feel like Fallout 3.
Yeah, but after playing Fallout 3 and sticking, I can't remember how many hours, 80 plus hours into 3,
right?
To play this, and even now when I played this one, last week or the week before, it was just like, oh, they could have done something different. All right, they put it in a different setting in Las Vegas, but right. It still felt the same. There was nothing there, really. So I'm so glad that they changed it up with 4 and you got the building aspect, you know, where you could build your own your own place, and you could get people on board into your village, and you got a reputation. And I'm trying to think of the achievements I got that took me absolutely ages to get. It was like... satisfaction of the people in the village, and you had to get it to 100%, and you know, things like that. Number 4 did really, really well on those changes, whereas this it didn't have anything. Slogged my guts the way through this. But
I was gonna say also Fallout 4, one of the things I really liked was they really just introduced a lot more color.
Yeah,
so everything just wasn't so like monochrome, if you will. Yeah, it just blah. Yeah. Granted, I get it, you know, post-apocalyptic, but come on.
Yeah.
There's color regardless.
Yeah.
Real quickly, why don't we shift gears to the other game that you played that's also kind of a apocalyptic setting, if you will, or the end of human civilization as we know it, which is Enslaved Odyssey, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, Enslaved Odyssey to the West. It's a real... The intro is great. It's very pretty. It's an action adventure game, and mm-hmm. It was about this character called Monkey, who's Monkey! This real big butch powerful guy, and he gets locked with this headband or something, you know, and he's forced to escort someone called Trip. This ditzy female, all the way home, back to her dad, and it's almost a bit like, is it Wedlock, the old film where there was that necklace, and if two people got so many meters apart that they're both their heads would blow up, it was a little bit like that. So if you're too far away from Trip, you'd end up getting this like electric shock in your brain and you'd end up dying. So he was pretty much enslaved to make sure that she was going home safely.
Right. That is foreshadowing for marriage, by the way.
I thought it was a real good game. I thought the start was good. I liked the whole climbing and moving around the different parts of the stage. It looked like there were... It reminded me a little bit of... the Jedi game, you know, where there was just mm-hmm. so much that you could move around and sneak through, and it was a little bit like that. And there was very like intricate ways of completing a level without getting killed by these mech robots that were all different in style. They'd either be snipers or they'd be turrets, and there'd be different ways to knock them down and stuff. And I know this is an old game and I'm probably going on too long about it, but I like that element of it. But the thing that really peed me off about it was how stupid Trip was in the game. You went back to her village where, you know, you had to take her back to her father, and she was like promising to release you at that point, and right. You go to a village and she's like, oh, well, this drawbridge is never like down. And then you get to another part of it. Oh, well, Joe and Tommy normally are always at this post. And you're thinking, come on, everybody's got killed or taken away. And she's just like going on and on and on. And like,
I know, but it's still a pretty good little story and it's an adventure game. And, you know,
they could have just done it
if I'm not mistaken, wasn't this one of Ninja Theory's first games?
I don't know about that, but I know Monkey was voiced by the guy that done Lord of the Rings, my precious he voiced Andy it and everything Circus. Andy Serkis, yeah, he voiced it. So, but it's a good game, good fun.
I love the end of it, you know, where you got the big mech and you've got Piggy. Is it Piggy?
It did get weird. Yeah, it got weird.
But it was good. I enjoyed it. It was only a short game. I think it was about 10 hours long. If you've not played it and you want to play an old, 360 game, then why not? It's definitely worth it for 10 hours. Something different.
All right. Excellent. Thank you for that, Pete. So I dipped into finally A Plague's Tale. Yeah. So the twist on this is I actually started it using xCloud. So I wanted to kind of test out xCloud. I was, you know, on the couch. Wife was watching a program. I was like, you know what? Just fire it up. Let's throw it on the tablet. Let's see how it does. And it was certainly playable. And I got to a stopping point, and then I picked right up on the Xbox. So I was really happy to see like the syncing all worked, and it was, you know, just looking at some of this chat. Yeah. But it kept me, you know, it kept my place. It didn't lose anything. So that makes me happy and kind of excited for the future of these kind of you know, remote streaming services. I still think they have a ways to go. I would love to see this be something that also is, you know, available for a PC or laptop. Not that a PC or laptop couldn't necessarily run the games, but just from the fact that you don't have to, you know, the Stadia promise. You don't have to download the game. You just fire it up. You stream it onto your laptop, your PC. If I'm traveling for work, that would be ideal. I would love for that to be the case, because I don't like actually playing on a small phone screen. I think games like this, they need to be played on at least a tablet size screen, you know, a larger tablet or a laptop, I think would be kind of an ideal screen size if I'm traveling. So that being said, the game itself, I don't totally know how I feel about it yet.
Yeah, me either.
I like it, but I think also given our current pandemic situation, it does influence a little bit of how I'm looking at this. But it is good. It's not perfect by any stretch. I feel like sometimes the controls feel a little clunky.
Yeah.
But I'm intrigued by the story.
Yeah, and the characters.
It's a different story. You're playing this role of this young girl. You have a brother that's estranged to you, and you're basically charged with caring for him and getting him through just this horrible situation. And it's not just the plague you're having to deal with, but there is an enemy faction. I want to say it's it's totally escaping me now. I was trying to remember the name of it. But anyway, there's a faction that comes in, basically wipes out the village, pretty much kills everybody.
The Spanish Inquisition.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yes, the Inquisition comes. They never expected that. Everybody out. Yeah, didn't expect that at all. But on top of it,
second time they came, there was only three of them. Oh no! Hold on. Sorry. Damn it! We'll come back in again. No one ever expects the Spanish Inquisition.
That's a reference. Anyway, so it has a lot of puzzle elements to it. You're going to be using light and the rats, if you will, and distraction to get through a lot of the different environments. So it's not just combat. It's actually very combat light. And it's more kind of about exploration and solving things and getting through it. So I'm intrigued by it. I'm going to keep playing it. I'll probably play it in small doses, though, just because the whole vibe of the plague does kind of wear on you a little bit. And I don't like rats. Mm-mm. There's that.
Nope.
Oh, nor do I. Oh, I don't like rats. Rats are annoying me. Yes.
Anyway, so that is me. Anybody have anything else they want to talk about?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. There's one more. Pete. Talk about it.
Yeah. My friend Pedro.
Oh, yes.
Now, I've only played this based on what Robin said about it, and then Mark said afterwards.
That's me.
And
Phil?
I didn't see... Well, Phil's only just recently played this week.
He finished it. Victory achieved, yes.
Yeah, so we kind of started this up, I think, around the same time, me and Phil, and I was blown away by it. I didn't know anything about it. I didn't look into any of the video game footage on any of the shows. I probably just listened to it through audio and just heard everybody get so excited about it, and I was just like, right, I've got to play this. So it's just a basic side-scrolling shoot-em-up, and it was... I think was it released before as a flash game years ago in 2014
something like that.
Anyway, but it's got revamped, and my friend Pedro is just absolutely awesome. The music is intense. Mm-hmm.
Do you think they're really intense? But were they not like in a studio or something, or were they intense?
Anyway, the music was intense at times when he was playing certain parts, because there's a whole lot going on. You can have motion time, you can slow down time, you can change your weapons as you're in the air, you can split kill, which means that you can shoot on one side of the room with one gun and one gun to the other side, and it's just... There's a lot going on. It's not forgiving at all. If you make mistakes, it'll soon get you your energy like eaten up, and you'll die very quickly. Mm. I found through the first half of the game, I was taking my time, and then I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm getting pretty good at.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start going for it, and then later on in the game, I suppose three quarters of the way through, you've got to go back to where you were at the start and really take your time again, because I just thought I'm not as good at video games as I was maybe 15 years ago. But it's just, it's so pretty, and there's little puzzles, I suppose, to get your way through. There's things that you have to avoid, like lasers and turrets, and you have to roll in different parts of the levels, and there's things that you can trip, and the levels aren't that long, really, but you're basically just this guy who has been wanted by different types of people, and you've just got to work through the level.
Have you been in, so how far in are you? I mean, have you been in any of the really interesting levels, let's say?
I was playing tonight just before the show, and I've just got to the I've just completed the level before the end game.
Okay, so you've been like the dream levels.
Yes.
It gets like, what the hell? So there's some really cool stuff there.
There is.
Now, you say there's lots going on. It does ease you into it with a tutorial. You know, you get to learn more and more as you go along. And eventually you sort of get it all and you feel real badass. Yeah. But the way it rewards you and the music and everything makes you feel badass.
It does, yeah.
You know, it's really good, and you're absolutely right. The levels only last a minute, 2 minutes each when you run them through. Yes, if you die quite a bit, if you're crappy, like Mark Wright would be really, really bad at this because he's so old now. But there's sort of instant reload, so there's no waiting. You know, you die, you respawn, die, respawn. So, highly recommend it. Again, Game Pass. One, we'll see the thing here with on the stream. He's shooting saucepans at the moment. There's some lovely little achievements in it. Again, the saucepan, he's kicking a saucepan up, and you're firing ricochet bullets off the saucepan. Very PUBG.
it's very John Wick.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Yes, that's excellent. Yeah. Really good. Yes, I don't think anyone killed his dog. Maybe somebody stole his banana. That could be it. So, highly recommend. It's not that long, a couple of hours, but really, really good. Really good. Lots of different styles of gameplay.
It's also got boss stages, which I thought was good. And there's a couple of levels in the game as well, where one way you jump off a building and you're dropping all the way down, and you're in, like, you're just free falling, and you got to kill guys on the way down, which is pretty cool. And there was another one where you're on a motorbike, and I thought that was a bit of, and it doesn't really change up that much, and you don't feel like you get bored with this game. I think you just, like you said, Robin, you feel like an absolute badass when you're playing this game, and I can't wait to finish it. I wanted to today, but just didn't quite get time. But
very good.
Oh, if you've not played this, just, and you've got Game Pass as well, it's there. It's ready to download. It's not big. It's awesome.
Go do it. Go do it.
The last game I've been playing was Modern Warfare. I've not got off that game, man. I love it so much.
Wasn't covered in news, by the way, but Modern Warfare, the multiplayer is free this weekend. But who cares, because nobody's playing. They're all playing the Battle Royale mode, which is free. So,
yeah. I played it on Mike's charity stream, his 24-hour stream. And I've got to the point now where I prefer this to PUBG. And I loved PUBG.
It is a really good Battle Royale mode. It is still very different to me than PUBG. Yeah. But I'm with you, Pete. I really like the Modern Warfare Battle Royale. It's good. I like the team aspect. I haven't really tried solo yet.
I got second, and I was really annoyed with the guy that killed me to get first place. He was in a car and ran me over when I was trying to get up a ledge just to get down to shoot him. It really, really knocked me. But you know, that's the best I've done so far. It's quite, it's good.
Yeah, that kind of reminds me of back when PUBG first came onto console. Everybody and their mother would just stay in cars for the final circles. They were just like driving around, running people over. Hopefully that does not impact this game too much.
Oh, the one thing, though, I will say about it, the crossplay isn't that good. I had a friend, I've still got a friend, he's still alive, Ryan, who he's actually followed the podcast. He's starting following us now.
Good man.
Yes, good guy. He's a chap who I work with, and he got PS4. And I was playing on the Xbox, and we tried to set up a party that way, and I don't know whether it was because the servers are in high demand because of people being off or whatever, but we found it really tough. So I ended up just having to download it on the PlayStation as well, and just went through on a PS4 party. But yeah, right. I didn't find the crossplay that good.
So that's funny. It worked actually for me quite well. We actually had a PC player, we had a Xbox player, and a PlayStation player.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't know what to say on that. It works, but it's not as good in terms of audio. At least I find the audio in either Xbox or PlayStation, you're going to have better quality audio from your chats. But when you do the crossplay, it's still, for me, is working fine. So I don't know. All right. Let's shift gears. We're going to talk some news because we don't have a quiz because Mark Wright was too lazy to give us a quiz.
All his fault.
True story. All Mark.
Here is the fucking news.
All right. It has been a tough week. We've had a lot of bad news. So I'm going to start with some good news. Remember how E3 got canceled this year?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was upset. Never coming back. Well, the good news is the Entertainment Software Association, even though they had to cancel this year's E3, has stated it will be coming back next year, June 15th, 2021. It'll be from the 15th to the 17th, and it will be a reimagined event. Kind of, I think, what they were going to do this year, they're going to do next year. So E3, not dead officially yet.
Good.
Yay. Yeah.
I wonder what's going on. There's still no announcement for EGX yet. I'm sure it'll be cancelled.
I hope not.
Glastonbury and stuff are cancelled. I can't imagine.
Well, EGX isn't it October, right?
September, early October. Yeah.
There's still time. Let's not be hyperbolic.
Okay. Hyperbolics yourself, bollocks. Here's an interesting thing that I was thinking about today. What if they decide, Sony and Microsoft, what would, if they decide to hold off on the launch of the new consoles because of this stuff and because of all the other bits and pieces that are going on right now? Do you think that's a possibility? Financially, it just might be.
I mean, of course it's a possibility. I don't think that we could say it's not a possibility, but Phil Spencer was in an interview actually this week with Ryan McCaffrey. He asked him that question, and Phil basically said, you know, right now we are focused on the launch. Everything is still going on according to plan, and we don't have a plan B as of this moment. So, and I think that likely is the same thing for Sony. I don't think any of them are talking openly about a plan B. I'm sure they have thought now what plan B might be.
Oh,
but we'll talk about some delays. That is some of the unfortunate news that we're going to be talking about. But let's not go there yet, Robin. Let's not go there yet.
Okay, because to me, that's like
Christmas has been stolen. So
okay,
Grinch
me up, man.
Yeah. All right. So other bad news. Deadpool is available in Fortnite.
Yeah, really?
I know. That's actually good news. So Deadpool officially now available to play in Fortnite. I wanted some positive news. I saw this. I was like, let's talk about this real quickly. So I guess he's been on the periphery of this game since the start of the current season, but he's finally able to be purchased. So you can get that skin in Fortnite by doing some crazy things. You have to go find the mercenaries' two hidden pistols. After finding the weapons, then you head to a phone booth and you can change into your outfit and be Deadpool. So there you go. All right, let's get back to the bad news because that's all we have to talk about these days.
Cool.
Sony indefinitely delays The Last of Us Part 2.
Indefinitely. Wow, that's
indefinitely.
A word.
Indefinitely. Yeah, it is a word. So yeah. Now... it's interesting. So I'm just going to read the quote from Naughty Dog. So they said, even with us finishing the game, we're faced with the reality that due to logistics beyond our control, we couldn't launch The Last of Us Part 2 to our satisfaction. And this is a Naughty Dog statement. It said, we want to make sure everyone gets to play it around the same time, ensuring everything that we're doing – ensuring everything that we're doing, everything possible to preserve the best experience for everyone. This meant delaying the game until such a time where we can solve the logistics issue. So this absolutely is. They did not want to release this game digitally only. So those people that were going to be buying the disc version couldn't play it and potentially get it spoiled. I also think this is Sony straight up saying, we're not going to sell as many copies of this if we launch it digital only. So we're going to delay this until we can sell the most we can.
That's why I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, maybe it just let's just do this do-over of 2020. Let's forget it. 2020 ever happened.
Yeah, yeah. Well, unfortunately, that was not the only game that was delayed by Sony. They also put Iron Man VR on ice.
Oh, wow.
So
oh, no.
That was supposed to arrive May 15th. That's no longer happening. Logistically, the global crisis is preventing us from providing the launch experience for our players deserve, i.e., we couldn't get physical copy of discs made, so they wouldn't be able to sell as much for this game. I think that is absolutely what happened with this Sony delays. That leads us to some other delays. Not as drastic sounding. Minecraft Dungeons has been delayed until May 26th. So it's a little later than expected, but still on the path for launch.
Oh.
It'll drop on PC, Xbox Game Pass, PlayStation 4, and as revealed during this week's Surprise Direct, Nintendo Switch. So Minecraft Dungeons is going to be coming May 26th, slightly longer than we had hoped, but it's coming.
It looks like
the
fun.
The bigger delay for me, Wasteland 3, unfortunately, was delayed until August.
I was going to say, how are you holding up with this?
Strategy
I thought you might be a little, you know.
Not well. I was really bummed when this got delayed. Why am I looking at Robin's face in the stream? That's what I want to know. Why am I looking at Robin's face in the stream?
I'm so gorgeous.
No.
Well, there is that, I guess.
So Wasteland 3, In Exiles Entertainment said, post-apocalyptic game. They announced that they're going to delay it out to August 28th. And I think this actually had a lot to do, again, with logistics of getting physical copies out. Because if you remember correctly, Wasteland 3 originally was a FIG-backed game. And so I think there's a lot of people that had purchased physical versions, things of that nature, that they were not going to be able to deliver when the game launched.
Sorry, Greg.
So,
FIG?
Yeah. FIG. It's a thing. It's like... not GoFundMe. What was the other investing thing for games? Kickstarter, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So FIG is like Kickstarter, but unlike Kickstarter, FIG, I think you were investing in the company. Something. There's a slight difference between the two. Anyway, so Wasteland 3, August 28th. I'll get through it. I'll get that.
See,
I was
Pete,
really looking forward to this game.
Pete will be disappointed because Pete's really into strategy games, so... So
it's well not paying attention.
Yeah,
it's a Phil Olsen.
You know, this is probably gonna be Pete's game of the year.
Probably.
No.
Or not. All right. Now, some positive news to end on. Sea of Thieves coming to Steam. So all the PC Master Race that have stuck to Steam and have not gone to any other gaming store, they will now get the opportunity to get out on the open seas and pirate. So it is coming with crossplay. So Steam players will be able to crossplay with Xbox One and Windows 10 players. So I love this move. I think it's a great move for the game. And obviously, it just opens it up. There's no restrictions. You know, you can play with pretty much anybody. Pretty much.
I didn't think the player base would still be big for this.
I think it's more niche at this point. I don't think it's quite as big as it was. The streamers, obviously, I think, latched onto this game for quite a while. We'll see. We'll see if it pops back up.
Yeah.
I'm just watching Robin. This is why we don't let Robin stream. Any moment, you're going to see Robin throw up. All right. I think that does it for the news. So we can
thank you very much. Love it.
And we'll shift gears.
Hey, I was on the Seal podcast. Did you know
you
that?
Were? You were on the Seals podcast. Yes.
Yeah,
I listened.
Oh, was I any good?
I listened. Yeah, that was just me. That was the only one that listened. No. I'm trying to figure out if this feedback questions were actually this week.
Okay. So let me have a look, concentrate on what we're at. So okay. So there was some feedback. Yes. So shit. Too fast. John Mouse. John, who's in the chat, maybe still in the chat, I'm not sure or not. So he tweeted earlier on, so he said he thinks he's been subconsciously been choosing what to play based on our shows. Greg was talking about Metro. He played it. Beautiful game. Annoying as hell dialogue. Bongo talked about Enslaved. I'll take the credit. He completed it. Kim talks about Red Dead Redemption 2. He completed it. And now he's starting this finally. So, yeah, so we are affecting his mind. Now, of course,
affecting or infecting?
Yes. Well, our Twitter account replied and said that we are wise. In fact, there hasn't been anyone this wise before. We know so much about wiseness. All of the 574 podcast hosts, so many. I know. I counted them. So professional. Would like to be appreciated. That's the least that you could do. So our Twitter account really appreciates us. So bow down, yeah. John Mouse. You listen to everything we say. And the most important thing that you need to do tonight is go and play Pedro.
Yeah.
Right. Except for apparently Pedro. Our Twitter account doesn't know what podcast we're on. There's that.
Who is our Twitter account anyway? Who does that?
Yeah. I don't know. Some asshole. Oh. All right, Kim.
Yeah.
Let's talk about new releases.
Okie dokie. We have your new releases, and I suddenly just got off the page. Let me go back there. For April 5th through April 11th, and they are Below for the PlayStation 4 on April 7th. Now this one, I'm telling you. Disaster Report 4, Summer Memories. PlayStation VR, PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC also on the 7th. Final Fantasy VII Remake for the PlayStation 4 on April 10th.
No, that's
and
a
those are gonna releases.
Big it's thing. Yeah. That's a big thing.
I know.
A lot of people excited for that. And
I'm not one of them, but yeah. More power to them.
The demo impressed a lot of people. Apparently it looks great.
I just never could get into those. I don't know why, but...
Right there with you, Kim. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Does it have chocobos and stuff? And is that chocobo? What chocobo? Chokehold?
I think so.
Chokehold?
I think so.
Yeah.
This sounds painful, whatever that is.
And there's a flower in it or something? Or what is it? What's the thing you ride? What's that? There's a weird... it's all chocobo. Weird creatures. It really is weird
I
stuff.
I think you ride the chocobos.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I honestly know nothing about Final Fantasy. I'm sure our chat knows far more about Final Fantasy than the four of us collectively.
We're right? Probably, you know, sacrilege right now what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah, Below, by the way, Below yes. Supposedly has had some updates and some additions to it to make it a better game.
Yeah.
That's a game I really wanted to like.
Yeah, me too. And I put a lot of time, quite a lot of time into it.
I thought that one sounded familiar, but I wasn't sure.
I hit a brick wall after a while. I mean, because it stopped being fun. Eventually, it just turned into a chore.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a very important show. Not because I'm on it, but because...
Not because I'm on it.
Or Greg, or Pete the ginger one, or the beautiful Kim in the corner.
No, it's never important
when Pete's on. it's because this is the week that we've drawn, by random, a winner for Victory Achieved, our quarterly competition. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful?
This is a pivotal moment. This is life-changing. We are going to change somebody's life right now.
So, right now. Victory Achieved is a quarterly competition. All you have to do is finish games, take a photograph of yourself with the credits in the background, tweet that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag Victory Achieved and hashtag Pete Stinks, and you get put into the pot. And I draw from a random, a little program I have on my phone, a random name out, and you win money. You win £15 sterling or $20 to spend on whatever gaming platform you want. Even this time, we may even throw in a free toilet roll. So before I talk about who actually won the draw, I'll talk about the people that have finished games this week. John Moyse, he finished What Remains of Edith Finch. What a fantastic game. Well worth playing. Lewis Danson finished Doom Eternal. Wow. Hardly Dan was at it. He finished Black Mesa. And Wolfenstein! The New Colossus. Scott Stubby is in the chat. Batman, The Enemy Within. Greg knows all about that. Colonel Cars, The Last Guardian. And James, that's JB. He finished Peggle 2. Getting in there. Praying Dead. Daniel Fletch, 90. Life is Strange 2. Dinnock TQ, he finished Gris. And the mighty bald one, Phil Thee, finished My Friend Pedro. Now, one thing about My Friend Pedro, one final thing about it, we have to thank an Australian person. So, Mr. Miyagi, thank you so much for your recommendation to me. I will not take all the credit. I will pass it halfway around the world to you because you said this was brilliant as well. So those people all finished games this week and they are now entered into the pot for the next competition. But the winner, Greg, seeing you're the boss, would you like to announce the winner for finishing a game on the 9th of February of this year?
I would. I would indeed. That winner who finished the game Zelda, A Link Between Two Worlds, I believe it is the proper title, that is the one, the only, the Taffman 666.
Very, very good. Well done. I think he had. Don't think he's won it before. So well done, the Taffman.
Possibly.
So congratulations, and for that you will get your £15 or $20, and the people that finish games get this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have won a victory's achieved.
Indeed.
I was almost gonna do that live. Almost.
Yeah. You can still do it. Yeah, I'm more sound.
I could.
Someday. I don't think you could. You have done it a few times live.
I have. Yeah. I tend to like to do it live more than
remotely.
Not. Yeah. Anyway, all right, look, we are at the end of the show. By the way, again, congratulations to the Taff Man.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah. We will be in touch. We'll give you Greg math depending upon what you want to do there. Look, we love our listeners. We love everybody that takes part in this community. It is a close-knit group. We have a lot of people with big hearts, which is great. So, Kim, I'm going to have you real quick. You are my designated chat participants. If you would give some shout-outs real quickly to all the people in the chat.
Sure. Alrighty, we've got a list here. There's been quite a few this time. So we have Scott Stubby, Dinkster UK, John Mouse, Teflon 12, Aiton, RCGC, thank God she's back, Bloodluster, Commander Root, Community Showcase, which could be a bot, Lurks, Windsock, Adams KD86, Kanzak 14, and Leafy is here. So there you go. Those awesome. Are shatters for today. Yep. Yeah.
Well, thank you everybody for being part of the show. It was a lively chat. I was following along as much as possible. So appreciate that. Look, come back next week. We're going to be on 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. on the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 5 p.m. Central Time Zone. If you're out on Easter Island somehow, some way, it's 6 p.m. there. And if you're in Australia, you're waking up to us in the morning with Mr. Miyagi and a cup of Joe, 7 a.m. there. So join in live. Have fun. We are on Twitch. We're on Mixer. We're on YouTube. And if you can't join us live, God forbid, we know that sometimes you can't. You can always listen to the podcast on replay, or if you want to download it to maybe work out at the gym, put us on iTunes, on Stitcher, on Google Podcast, pretty much anywhere you can download a podcast, we've got it out there.
Excellent.
We like to be, yeah. Hey, Robin.
Yeah?
We have a little plug we should play right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hello, my fellow podcast family.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
So I'm going to start the shout outs. One, I want to shout out Mother Nature because I was all set to get my drone out, fly, have some fun with it during all this downtime.
Pervert.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, totally. Going to spy on my neighbors, fly the drone around. And what happened? Total rainstorm all weekend long.
What a shame.
Drone is grounded.
It's raining near Lincoln, near Los Angeles and California and all that there.
We needed the rain, though. We needed the rain.
I can't stand the rain. It gets my window. It brings back memories.
Sad face.
I love you, Kim. Kim, you are so fucking awesome. It's really is good. You get me. You had me at hello.
All right, Kim, start us off. Proper shout-outs. Let's go.
All right. A shout-out to you guys, as always, doing this thing. It's nice to have that, being able to talk to somebody human or adult, maybe. That's the better push. Because I talk to a one-year-old all day, and, well, you can imagine what that gibberish is like. So a shout-out to you guys. It's fun, like always. I don't know. A shout-out to Mother Nature because it's sunny today and, like, 60 degrees, and I got to put on shorts. So, yay! I also had to do yard work, which wasn't so fun, but you take the good with the bad. Other than that, everybody just stay safe out there and, you know, stay in your house. And if you can't stay in your house, stay 6 feet away from everybody else. I think that's how that's supposed to work. Other than that, you know, have a good week. And hopefully we're going to get one step closer to being over all this crap. So at least one hope.
We are one step closer. We are. Pete, go. Just gonna help the chat along here.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out two people.
Uh-oh.
Biscotti Monster, who's also known as Matt. Now I'll put a tweet out. I think it was last week. Mixed up with the days. Anyway, it was a picture of a game I brought from CEX, and I wanted to buy Alan Wake, which is the last game that I needed to play. And the stupid attendant, which I'm really, really peed off about because it was like the most organized shop ever. And I mentioned that to the attendant, saying it was the most organized CEX shop that I've ever been in, gave me a different disc. He gave me Alone in the Dark. So I didn't get to play that game. And I was so annoyed. So I put out a tweet and... Matt messaged me and says, "Oh, I've got this game. I'll send it to you. Just send me your address." I was like, "Oh, cool. All right, then." So I sent him my address, and he stole all of my money, and he's never marrying Shell. No.
Good man.
He sent me a message and said, "Oh, do you know what? I looked at the postage costs and stuff, and I found one on eBay, and I've actually bought you a disc-only copy, and I've sent it to you." So I was like, that's really sweet.
Cool.
So,
that is.
It's just Matt. This is Empire. This is Matt, our buggy buddy.
Biscotti.
Biscotti. Team. Okay. Yeah. Cool. Very good. That's lovely.
Yeah. Very nice.
It is.
Thank you very much.
Although, Pete, I think you should play Alone in the Dark now.
It's getting a bit rusty, but yeah. Okay. Yeah, maybe.
My brother said to me, "It's the biggest pile of shit ever," and he says you will absolutely hate it. So
that's why I want you to play it. That's why I want you to play it, Pete.
No, well, because for another 15-minute rant on the podcast.
Why not?
And the other person I'm going to share out is my brother Mike. He's been doing some fundraising over the past couple of weeks now, and I joined an interactive quiz. I didn't manage to join the first one, but I joined his second one, which was just on Friday, just gone. And he's raising money every single Friday for Compton Care. And they provide support to people that, to live the best life possible. Because they're at end of life, and it's end of life care, and it's a local charity. And Mike's just been busting his balls to some money for this charity. And I played this interactive quiz last week. They got around, I don't know, 1500 quid or something like that. This time around, the second quiz, they got about $2,500.
Fantastic.
It's got about $5,000 altogether with his 24,
because we've done the stream as well. Got support for that.
He's doing some fantastic work. I'm really proud of him. Doing a third week now, because a lot of people on Facebook, because what you have to do, it's another program that you have to download onto your phone. I think it's, do you know what, I don't even want to say, because I'll probably get it wrong and just sound like a weirdo. So just go on to my brother's profile on Facebook or on Twitter. His name's Mike
Chin. My brother.
Yeah, our last name is spelled Chinn. Just follow Mike Chin. This quiz on a Friday. Do you know what? For people that are staying in, it's something different. It's a couple of hours, and it's interactive, fun. It's I can't even get that. The multi. What is he?
Verse.
Multi buy.
No.
Multi-pass? Multi-pass? You have a multi-pass? Multi-pass? You have the multi-pass? Multi-pass?
Transferring.
It's a multiple choice quiz, and it's very easy to play along with. You'll need two devices, though. My brother didn't advise me that, and I was panicking all at the last minute. So my brother's just so laid back. He doesn't realise how bad he is. But you need two devices. Best to have a laptop and a mobile phone. And you can start getting involved in this quiz. It's £3 per person. And do you know what? It's a barrel of laughs. So if you've got a few of you that are in the house and want to play along with the quiz and have something different in the air, old on the night, go for it. So it's really, really good. I'm so proud of him. Well done, Mike.
Yeah, well done.
Fantastic. Yes, so
absolutely well done.
That's pretty much me. I don't know who I've got to move on to.
I just want to shout out to Mike, fantastic. I joined his 24-hour stream on several times, so it was great. I want to shout out Stu from Veteran Gamers. Like ourselves on the movie nights, he's been doing his DJ sets. He has DJ No Clue. I gave him a challenge. Was it last night or night before last? And he was doing his live stream, and I put in a request. I wanted him to mix some ABBA with Timmy Mallet and eeny weeny teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini. He done a fantastic job. He grasped it with both hands and managed to actually mix the two tracks together.
Amazing.
Yes, terribly frightening that he actually had those tracks. Looking for people are being very, very creative with their entertainment. We will be having movie night on Tuesday night again, and that is using Netflix. You need to be a Netflix subscriber. You use the Chrome extension, next Netflix party, and then we have a Discord channel. I put all the information up on Twitter, on our WhatsApp group, and on Facebook. And the movie will be something that we just... It'll be something to watch in the background. We have a drink, have some laughs, and a bit of a chat. You can join in with a microphone if you want to. If you don't want to do that, you can just stay in the chat like the show tonight. If you didn't want to, be embarrassed or be shy about it, but you can just lurk in the chat as well. So I'll keep an eye on our Facebook and Twitter and WhatsApp groups if you're in those, and we'll announce what movie it is. But Tuesday night, 10 o'clock UK time, for movie night again. Some classic old silliness. And
hoping I can join this time.
Yeah, and everybody stay safe, please.
Yes, please stay safe.
Wash your hands, social distance, be careful, be nice. And
just remember, we're all in this together.
Yeah, yep. That's not a lot of good if the fucking boat's sinking and we're going to all die and we're like in a submarine going down. I don't want to hear we're all in this together. Let's be positive.
Anything helps nobody.
The sun is shining tomorrow, and the day after we'll get there eventually. So it'll be all wonderful. So woo-hoo.
Tomorrow.
So thank you, Greg. Yeah. Take us all
I
home.
Love you.
Yeah. Here, question, all right. Greg. Hey, Greg Delisi. Just a question.
Yes.
I haven't seen you wearing a tank top in a very, very long time. And you used to wear them winter and summer. I don't know.
Weather.
I don't know.
Yeah. This is a workout shirt, though. So this is for the gym. So
do you know what we forgot, Greg? We forgot the calendar.
Oh, we did forget the calendar. Kim, real fast. What's on today's calendar?
All right. Can we see that one? That is Luke and Millie. I'm assuming...
From where I am,
the guy and Millie is the miniature horse. But
what is the miniature horse doing?
Is that a cow?
Yeah, it looks like the horse is doing something very rude.
No. The horse is above his waistline. So
it must be the Skype.
It's hard to see from here, Kim. I'm just saying right now that absolutely looks like the horse is doing that. business.
Right. Well,
I don't have those kind of calendars, but anyway.
Wait, what's in the back of the calendar now? Now I'm curious.
See that? Yeah, there we go.
That's totally what I look like with my shirt off. Okay. Well, on that note.
Wait. We have Cyberpunk Geralt as well. So.
Ah, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's it for Kim's calendar corner. So.
Kim's calendar corner. Well, what a perfect way to finish off this show. I feel like I need to go spend 20 hours in the gym now. Thanks for that.
Don't feel bad. I feel some days. Yeah. Like, I'll never have abs like that, so. But my arms, let me tell you.
Thank you very much. Love it.
Yeah, no, on that note, everybody, please be safe, be kind, don't panic, don't let this situation define you, and come back next week. That's the most important thing you do. Come back next week, have some fun with us, and thank you for listening in this week.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.